Morning, it's Mac on Monday 9th of July. Another soaking wet, lovely morning. I thought I'd start off my observations on Las Vegas holiday, which I've broken down into particular lists, or let's say relative articles of the holiday. I thought I'd start off with the first thing that I did on holiday, and that was to fly to Vegas from Manchester. And I'll relate this back to the holiday we went to Vegas last year. Still on flights. We flew this time direct through Thomas Cook. It was a Thomas Cook holiday. And first of all, like they say, Thomas Cook handled everything very well indeed. We were grouped as a family group of four on the seating plan on the way across, and it was very convenient that way, rather than two behind two on a 333 aeroplane. It was a Aerobus a 330-200 Airbus, which is a seating plan in the general body of 333. No business class on these flights. They just have what they call premium economy, which is a little bit dearer, quite a bit dearer actually, but really not worth the extra. We noticed exactly what they got for their money, and it wasn't very much, trust me. So anyway, it was done properly. No problems with the transfer from the hotel in Manchester the following morning to the airport. Absolutely no problems with the transfers back when we got back home. And on the backward journey, we were grouped again as a family of four in a straight line, which makes life a whole lot easier. No stranger climbing over you to get to the toilet, and you're not climbing over any stranger to get to the toilet. And that made a one hang of a difference. The staff on the Thomas Cook airline in both directions were very helpful, very good. The food, to be honest, was not bad at all. Some of it was very nice. Never great. And my wife is a very plain eater, as is her sister. Traditional Scottish fare. And most of it didn't suit them at all, but that's because they're very, very particular in what they eat. Me, I can eat anything, as can literally my brother-in-law. But in general, the food quality was not bad. James Martin is the one who's designed these, or put his name towards these meals, and you get them in nice presentation boxes and wrappers with James Martin's photograph and signature on them. So, but overall, good. And even on the outward journey, at one point he came round with mini cornettos, bite-sized mini cornettos, which were very welcome near the end of the 10-hour flight. Strangely enough, on the way back, well, maybe not strangely enough if you understand how flights around the globe work, it was about 10 hours on the way over, direct into McCarran Airport in Vegas. And on the return journey, I think it was 8.25 hours due to the flight routes and the rotation of the Earth, 8.25 hours, which seemed to go in quite quickly, to be honest with you. And the whole experience with Thomas Cook, the flights, the transfers, just the whole package, I have to recommend it. It was very, very good. So, praise indeed for Thomas Cook on that particular journey. Which brings me around to the flight last year, which I feel I should include in this one, because last year we flew from Glasgow, but it was a disjointed flight. We had to land and exchange at Philadelphia, which was supposed to be a 3-hour turnover. It turned into 5 hours. All we did was we marched rapidly, or have to march rapidly, from one area to another to make sure we were in time for various at various points. And also going through double customs, and the Americans are so tight in customs that they virtually strip you to the bare bones and take everything out of everything. And it was just a horrendous experience in Philadelphia. We got no relaxing time, and the 3 hours turned into 5 hours. And it was the same on the way back. So the whole journey over and back was pretty horrendous. It was 5 hours flights from Glasgow to Philadelphia, which seemed great because, oh, 5 hours, we've landed, won't be long now, we'll be hopping over to Las Vegas. And unfortunately, it was another 5 or 6 hours flight from Philadelphia to Vegas. And on both directions. And so this brings me to the point about the airline we flew with. I can't remember the model of the aeroplane. Okay. But it was a smaller aeroplane when we flew from Philadelphia to McCarran Airport, because it was classed as an internal. And that particular flight over from Philadelphia was absolutely abysmal. And the plane was packed. We were split up. We were together on the way from Glasgow to Philadelphia. Once we transferred to Philadelphia, we were split up in the plane. My sister-in-law and her man were way back on the plane from us. And it happened on the way back, and it happened on the way back from Philadelphia. We were messed up absolutely completely. A total botch-up job. We explained we were a family travelling for. Oh, the planes are very busy. We can't do any shuffling about, blah, blah, blah. And you thought, well, why can't you do any shuffling about if you've got a family of four? Surely goodness. And believe me, I don't accept things nowadays. I did in the past, but I don't accept things. And I tend to stand my ground and fight for things. And I said, surely you have got two people that are travelling, either as a couple or two single people, separate people, that are sitting next to us that could be moved to our family's positions, and you could move them up beside us for the journeys. And they would not accept it. In fact, they were very abrupt about it and said, there's no way it's happening. I just felt like we were being treated like trash, to be honest with you. Nothing was being accepted. Even though I explained how they could do it, it just seemed to go in one ear and out the other, and it was as if, I don't care what you say, sir, but we ain't going to accommodate you in any way whatsoever. And that brings me on to the general demeanour of the Americans in their authoritative positions in the customs and at the passport gates and whatever else. With the exception, I think, of about one, they are stony-faced, accept nothing. They are very abrupt. Stand there, do this, do that. Excuse me, sir, I'm trying to... No, you don't. Do as I say. You stand there. I'm trying to explain. Don't explain anything. Just do it, sir. This is the attitude. You feel as if you're going to be bloody shot. You know, and that... I'm not exaggerating. It was so bad. No friendly, good day, sir, how are you? You know, it was terrible. The only place you get that is the service. And I mean service in the American states. If you go into a cafe, restaurant, bar, that's a totally different ball game. And I'll come to that in further booze. But in this one, in flights alone, and I have to emphasise that this was US Airlines. US Airlines from Glasgow to Philly, from Philly to McCarran in Las Vegas, and all the way back. So their customs and their whole treatment of you while you're in their country, in their airports, is abysmal. Absolutely terrible. And that now brings me around to US Airlines. I will never fly US Airlines. My brother-in-law, who has flown with quite a few companies going to Tenerife, to everywhere else, he has agreed with me that it was the worst airline he has ever flown with. The food was terrible. The service was terrible. Everything about it was so bad, it was, well, terrible. I'm trying to think of a sterner word at this moment. You know, they were the greatest. These air stewards, stewardesses, the greatest ones at telling you to have a nice day and say, oh, you're so very welcome. You know, they give you a cold drink. Can I have a cold drink, please? Yes, sir. What would you like? I'll have cola, please. Okay. Thank you very much. Oh, you're so very welcome, sir. And this is what you get. But the service is crap. They give you cold tea. You complain. Well, we can't help that, sir. We're doing our best. You know, but that's not the point. You know, you should have hot water on the plane, not cold water for tea. Or, you know, could you do this for me? Well, I can't do that, sir. You know, we're doing our best. It was absolutely crap. The exact opposite from Thomson Airlines, who would do the utmost for you. If you asked them to go back up the plane and get a cup of hot water for my wife or for my sister-in-law to drink, because they don't like the tea, tea's usually pretty bad. Yes, no problem, sir, give me a minute, I'll go and get it. US Airlines, no. In the nicest possible way, they were the worst service we've ever had on a plane. They would go and hide in a kind of tent they had at the back end, two or three or four seats, where they had a big cover they pulled over. They didn't come round and give you regular service, like in Thomas Cook or other flights I've been on. It seemed to be once they've done the run with the tea trolley or the drinks trolley, bang, hide in the tent and then come out 3 hours later and offer you some more abysmal food, drink and service, and, while all the time saying, well, you're so very welcome. Absolutely terrible. US Airlines, and that was four flights, bear in mind. The worst I have ever flown with. The worst my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law have ever flown with. And it was so bad. So, not a lot more to say about flights. You have heard me praising Thomas Cook, and I certainly will, and I would recommend them to anyone. US Airlines, no. And as a note, my brother-in-law, who's very observant about all things transport, he noticed during the holidays that he had seen little or hardly one US Airlines plane land at McCarran Airport. And when we were there last year, he picks these things out. You'll see, oh, that's a Southwest coming in, or there's a Thomas Cook coming in, or there's a 747 British Airways. And I remember him last year particularly saying from the top of the stratosphere, that's US Airlines again. And he noticed this year that US Airlines, I think he'd seen one landing at McCarran, which is very, very strange. And so he was guessing that maybe the standards were so poor with that maybe McCarran or whatever, or holiday companies or whatever had decided that they weren't going to use them. They're going to use much more of the, well, Southwest is a popular flight over there, and I haven't heard anything bad about them. I think it's internal. So anyway, he kind of noticed that this year. So that is my observations on airline companies and the flights and in-flight stuff and American customs, which is really the first part of any journey when you fly and land and exit customs at your journey end for your holiday. And the next audio view will be on something totally different, probably. So, bye for now.